Cadbridge Audio presents Secrets of the Baby Whisperer, How to Calm, Connect and Communicate with Your Baby by Tracy Hogg with Melinda Blau. Read by Tracy Hogg. Becoming the Baby Whisperer. Let me tell you straight away, love, I didn't dub myself the Baby Whisperer. One of my clients did. It's a lot better than some of the other affectionate names parents have come up with, names like the Witch, which is a bit too scary, the Magician, which is too mysterious, or the Hog, in which case I fear they have my appetite in mind as well as my last name. So the Baby Whisperer I have become. I have to admit I kind of like it because it does describe what I do. Perhaps you already know what a horse whisperer does, or possibly you've seen the movie of the same name. If so, you might remember how the Robert Redford character dealt with the wounded horse, advancing towards him slowly and patiently, listening and observing, but respectfully keeping his distance as he pondered the poor beast's problems. Don't get me wrong, I'm not comparing newborns to horses, but it's pretty much the same with me and babies. Despite the fact that parents think I have some special gift, there's really nothing mysterious about what I do, nor is it a talent that only certain people possess. Baby whispering is a matter of respecting, listening, observing, and interpreting. You can't learn it overnight. I've watched and whispered to over 5,000 babies, but any parent can learn. Every parent must learn. I understand infants' language, and I can teach you the skills you'll need to master it too. I'm a British-trained registered...